103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Today's about to get interesting. And that is to say the absolute least. Jackie wrote in and asked if she's the jerk for going to get her package from her neighbor. Now, sentence easy. Context not. Jackie said this: I got a notification that the package I had been waiting for was delivered, which was a little odd because I originally specified it had to be signed for. The thing is, I didn't just want it left to chance, it getting left outside or possibly lost. It was a gift for the holidays. Honestly, I assumed that the delivery driver had just signed for it himself and left it outside again. But when I went out to go check for my package at my door, no package. I looked at my delivery confirmation and it showed that it had been delivered to my neighbor, not me. So I go back out to get my package from my neighbor's door, but there's still no package. I knock and there's no answer. I come back about an hour later, knock again, still no answer. Mind you, I know they're home because I can see their car in the driveway. After about another hour, I had had enough. I went back across to their door and began to knock and ring on the doorbell, this time not leaving until they came to the door and gave me my package. They apologized, said they didn't realize they had got my delivery by mistake. That I didn't really care about. What annoyed me was that I had to repeatedly knock to the point of being annoying to get my stuff. My fiance says it was a jerk move to knock repeatedly until they answered instead of being patient for them to realize and bring it over after I told him when he came home. Jackie says, I obviously disagree. So we want to settle this moral dilemma. Help us out. Thanks, Jackie. Well, Jackie. All right. So you didn't execute the level of patience that your partner was probably hoping for. You didn't execute the level of patience that I know your neighbor was probably hoping for. There's so much unknown here, right? We don't know what the neighbor was doing. Maybe their doorbell is broken. Maybe they were in an area of the house that they can't hear when somebody knocks. Maybe they were asleep. Maybe they were busy. They could have been working, right? And in my brain, initially, I'm leaning towards jerk. But on the same, it's your package. You knocked once, no answer. You came back again, no answer. You kind of came to the door three times. That rule of three is strong with me. So on that third time, I also might have gone a little overboard and maybe been like, hey, I need that package. Especially if you that's the last thing you're waiting to wrap up. You said it was a gift. I see why you didn't execute the level of patience that probably everybody is thinking you should have executed. It's your package. And how often do things get lost? Do things get messed up? Do things get just whatever, and then you're mad? And if, I mean, it's not about the money, but that's money spent and money wasted at the same time. Oh, goodness gracious. This is a moral dilemma. You can always send those moral dilemmas. Don't forget to Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. Submit yours. Right now, we're trying to help. Jackie says she repeatedly knocked on the door to get the package from her neighbor. She wasn't annoyed that it got delivered to her neighbor. That's whatever. What annoyed her was that she had to repeatedly knock. She made it seem like the neighbor was trying to keep the package, and I don't know if that was the case. They said they apologized. They didn't know it was coming to them, and they probably get packages all the time. I'm torn. You know what? I'm leaning towards jerk. I am leaning towards jerk just because none of this matters enough for you to have gone out of your way. Now, I don't know what was in the box. Maybe it was time sensitive and you needed it. you know what? I don't actually have to decide this. I'm leaning one way, but that doesn't mean you lean the same way. Let's lean on our own. We can call. We can text. 414-533-1037 is Jackie the Jerk for going to get the package from her house, from the house next door. It got delivered to the wrong house, and she knocked until they finally came outside and gave her the package. She doesn't feel like she should have had to knock that much because they were home. Is she the jerk for being the annoying neighbor and knocking until they finally came to the door and gave her her package? 414-533-1037. We're going to get through this moral dilemma next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This one's just wow. I think it's tough, personally, just because it is a moral dilemma. You know, a lack of patience, if you will. Jackie wrote in and said, am I the jerk for going to get my package from the house next door? She said she got a notification, said the package was delivered. She wanted it signed. It said it had been signed for, but it wasn't at her door. It wasn't at her house. It said it got delivered to the neighbors. She went to the neighbors once, no answer. Twice, no answer. On the third time she went to the neighbors, she did not stop knocking, ringing, whatever, until they heard her and gave her her package. She stood on business, basically. Is just, I don't know if it was the right business to stand on, personally. I'm leaning towards jerk. I am. It's just, why? It doesn't matter that much. But I don't get to decide none of this. Y'all do. This is why it's Am I the Jerk? And you guys love this segment. So let's just jump right into it. First up, we got Susanna calling in Franklin. Says she's trying to get her theme song. She got in last week. We just going to restart you. Today is the start of day one. Susanna, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Talk to us. Help Jackie out. Do you think she's the jerk or not the jerk for going to get her package next door?
I would say she's not the jerk. I feel like that's on the neighbors. Like, how do you receive a package and look at the name and realize it's not yours?
What if you didn't look at the name? What if you just, they knocked or the delivery driver did sign for it? We don't know who signed. I'm thinking delivery driver did sign. Boom, boom, boom. Not gave them the package, whatever. And then the neighbor went inside, put it down, and kept about their day. Didn't think about it. Didn't worry about it. Went, oh, one of the many packages I'm probably getting and receiving right now around the holidays, right? And then now you got an impatient neighbor banging on your door and you're going, what is going on right now? Whoa, whoa. I was trying to take a shower, bro. Whoa. Yeah, I take 3-hour showers.
Yeah, 3 hours is a little extreme. I'm still saying not the jerk. I feel like personally who gets packages all the time like I do.
Yeah.
My boyfriend yells at me all the time because Amazon's coming like every single day.
They know you. But, you're familiar?
Yeah, but I mean, I check the name all the time because I get random packages too and I just go and drop it off where it belongs. I feel like that's the right thing to do. I don't know.
I hear you.
I feel like you should always check before getting random packages, especially if you have to sign for it. That means something valuable is in it.
Right.
Know?
Yeah, you're not wrong. You are not wrong. Okay, so, Susanna, so you kick it off and you say, no, not the jerk. She wanted to get her package. That's all.
Correct. Yep.
All right. All right. Appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. Whew. Oh, all right, let's keep it pushing. Next up on the line, we got Alejandro calling out of Milwaukee. Good morning, Alejandro. How we doing, my guy?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Chilling, G. We're trying to figure it out. Is Jackie the jerk for knocking repeatedly, being that annoying neighbor for the after three times knocking? Like, I'd be annoyed if I was her neighbor, straight up. But I don't get to answer, you do. What do you say, jerk or not the jerk?
Jackie is not the jerk.
What?
Because at the end of the day, it is her package, and even though she went back 2-3 times, I don't feel like they were that busy to where nobody could have answered the door, because they could have been doing something, but there could have been anybody else in the house, you feel me? So true. I mean, and they did apologize, so you can give them that one, but I don't feel like she's the jerk.
Right. Okay, so you're saying, like, sure, we don't know the structure of the house. There could have been 5 other people home, and somebody could have got the door. For all we know, it's not just one person. There is layers. You got to think about it like that. Okay, Alejandro, I see where you're coming from. Appreciate it. You say not the jerk, too.
I do.
All right, we're going to keep it pushing, see if it ends up being a sweep today. Appreciate the call.
Have a good day.
You too. Later. Ooh, 2 for 2. I mean, if you count mine, we're technically, 1 for 2. But last deciding factor. And then, you know what, maybe we'll see if anybody on the line says jerk. But first, I want to get to this person right here. Yeah, you know what, let's talk to Brittany. Good morning, Brittany. How we doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. So you said you got some personal experience with this?
A couple, but I won't, like, tell you all of them. Three, to be specific. I was pregnant with my daughter, and my downstairs neighbor at the time took my whole package that was shipped with baby clothes to me and kept it for months until I pulled in one day and I saw my package in the garbage.
What?
I was like, are you kidding me? So I actually did go downstairs and bang on the door until they opened it and demanded answers.
Months later. I mean, baby clothes don't fit no more. It's been months.
It was for my, it was a gift from my aunt. It was so sad.
Oh, that's bad.
And then just like last year, my next door neighbor, they moved and they had a wine subscription to this wine place in town.
Yum. Yeah.
We were friendly friends, so they messaged me and was like, hey, the next door neighbor, it shows they signed for our wine box, but they haven't contacted us about it at all or anything. Can you go next door and see if they have it?
Mm-hmm.
They did.
They did. And it was open, yes. I bet.
And they didn't plan on giving it to the right person. So
I mean, they were planning on keeping that. You kidding me? You get a delivery of wine? Oh.
It was brought to my house, so it's mine.
Right.
I don't know, that's wrong.
Not my mistake, not my problem. You either got to come get it or it's my property now.
Yeah, so no, I'm showing up at your house and I'm asking for my stuff.
So you sweet brought the broom, says no, she's not the jerk. That is her property.
Absolutely. Now, you can do it in a nice way.
Right, right. And I don't think she went over there crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, they apologized, whatever. She was just more saying, I'm annoyed that I had to do that so much. I shouldn't have had to do that. And I guess I see where she's coming from.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Brittany, appreciate it. Honestly, with your points, it's hard for me to disagree. Today, Jackie's not the jerk. Have a great day.
You too. Bye, DZ.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Today's about to get interesting. And that is to say the absolute least. Jackie wrote in and asked if she's the jerk for going to get her package from her neighbor. Now, sentence easy. Context not. Jackie said this: I got a notification that the package I had been waiting for was delivered, which was a little odd because I originally specified it had to be signed for. The thing is, I didn't just want it left to chance, it getting left outside or possibly lost. It was a gift for the holidays. Honestly, I assumed that the delivery driver had just signed for it himself and left it outside again. But when I went out to go check for my package at my door, no package. I looked at my delivery confirmation and it showed that it had been delivered to my neighbor, not me. So I go back out to get my package from my neighbor's door, but there's still no package. I knock and there's no answer. I come back about an hour later, knock again, still no answer. Mind you, I know they're home because I can see their car in the driveway. After about another hour, I had had enough. I went back across to their door and began to knock and ring on the doorbell, this time not leaving until they came to the door and gave me my package. They apologized, said they didn't realize they had got my delivery by mistake. That I didn't really care about. What annoyed me was that I had to repeatedly knock to the point of being annoying to get my stuff. My fiance says it was a jerk move to knock repeatedly until they answered instead of being patient for them to realize and bring it over after I told him when he came home. Jackie says I obviously disagree. So we want to settle this moral dilemma. Help us out. Thanks, Jackie. Well, Jackie. All right. So you didn't execute the level of patience that your partner was probably hoping for. You didn't execute the level of patience that I know your neighbor was probably hoping for. There's so much unknown here, right? We don't know what the neighbor was doing. Maybe their doorbell is broken. Maybe they were in the area of the house that they can't hear when somebody knocks. Maybe they were asleep. Maybe they were busy. They could have been working, right? And in my brain, initially, I'm leaning towards jerk. But on the same, it's your package. You knocked once, no answer. You came back again, no answer. You kind of came to the door three times. That rule of three is strong with me. So on that third time, I also might have gone a little overboard and maybe been like, hey, I need that package. Especially if you that's the last thing you're waiting to wrap up. You said it was a gift. I see why you didn't execute the level of patience that probably everybody is thinking you should have executed. It's your package. And how often do things get lost? Do things get messed up? Do things get just whatever? And then you're mad. And it's not about the money, but that's money spent and money wasted at the same time. Oh, goodness gracious. This is a moral dilemma. You can always send those moral dilemmas. Don't forget to amithejerk at 1037kissfm.com. Submit yours. Right now we're trying to help. Jackie says she repeatedly knocked on the door to get the package from her neighbor. She wasn't annoyed that it got delivered to her neighbor. That's whatever. What annoyed her was that she had to repeatedly knock. She made it seem like the neighbor was trying to keep the package, and I don't know if that was the case. They said they apologized. They didn't know it was coming to them, and they probably get packages all the time. I'm torn. You know what? I'm leaning towards jerk. I am leaning towards jerk just because none of this matters enough for you to have gone out of your way. Now, I don't know what was in the box. Maybe it was time sensitive and you needed it. You know what? I don't actually have to decide this. I'm leaning one way, but that doesn't mean you lean the same way. Let's lean on our own. We can call, we can text. 414-533-1037 is Jackie the Jerk for going to get the package from the house next door. It got delivered to the wrong house, and she knocked until they finally came outside and gave her the package. She doesn't feel like she should have had to knock that much because they were home. Is she the jerk for being the annoying neighbor and knocking until they finally came to the door and gave her her package? 414-533-1037. We're going to get through this moral dilemma next.
Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This one's just wow. I think it's tough, personally, just because it is a moral dilemma. You know, a lack of patience, if you will. Jackie wrote in and said, am I the jerk for going to get my package from the house next door? She said she got a notification, said the package was delivered. She wanted it signed. It said it had been signed for, but it wasn't at her door. It wasn't at her house. It said it got delivered to the neighbors. She went to the neighbors once, no answer. Twice, no answer. On the third time she went to the neighbors, she did not stop knocking, ringing, whatever, until they heard her and gave her her package. She stood on business, basically. It's just, I don't know if it was the right business to stand on, personally. I'm leaning towards jerk. I am. It's just, it doesn't matter that much. But I don't get to decide none of this. Y'all do. This is why it's Am I the Jerk? And you guys love this segment. So let's just jump right into it. First up, we got Susanna calling in Franklin. Says she's trying to get her theme song. She got in last week. We just going to restart you. Today is the start of day one. Susanna, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, talk to us. Help Jackie out. Do you think she's the jerk or not the jerk for going to get her package next door?
I would say she's not the jerk. I feel like that's on the neighbors. Like, how do you receive a package and look at the name and realize it's not yours?
What if you didn't look at the name? What if you just, they knocked or the delivery driver did sign for it? We don't know who signed. I'm thinking delivery driver did sign. Boom, boom, boom. Not gave them the package, whatever. And then the neighbor went inside, put it down, and kept about their day. Didn't think about it. Didn't worry about it. Went, oh, one of the many packages I'm probably getting and receiving right now around the holidays, right? And then now you got an impatient neighbor banging on your door and you're going, what is going on right now? Whoa, whoa. I was trying to take a shower, bro. Whoa. Yeah, I take 3-hour showers.
Yeah. 3 hours is a little
extreme. I'm still saying not the jerk. I feel like personally who gets packages all the time like I do.
Yeah.
My boyfriend yells at me all the time because Amazon's coming like every single day.
They know you. But, you're familiar?
Yeah, but I mean, I check the name all the time because I get random packages too, and I just go and drop it off where it belongs. I feel like that's the right thing to do. I don't know.
I hear you.
I feel like you should always check before getting random packages, especially if you have to sign for it. That means something valuable is in it.
Right. Yeah, you're not wrong. You are not wrong. Okay, Susanna, so you kick it off and you say, no, not the jerk. She wanted to get her package. That's all.
Correct. Yep.
All right. All right. Appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great day.
You as well. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. Whew. Oh, all right. Let's keep it pushing. Next up on the line, we got Alejandro calling out of Milwaukee. Good morning, Alejandro. How we doing, my guy?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Chilling, G. We're trying to figure it out. Is Jackie the jerk for knocking repeatedly, being that annoying neighbor for the after three times knocking? Like, I'd be annoyed if I was her neighbor, straight up. But I don't get to answer. You do. What do you say? Jerk or not the jerk?
Jackie is not the jerk.
Because
at the end of the day, it is her package. And even though she went back 2-3 times, I don't feel like they were that busy to where nobody could have answered the door. Because they could have been doing something, but there could have been anybody else in the house. You feel me? So I don't think, you know, I mean, and they did apologize, so you can give them that one, but I don't feel like she's the jerk.
Right. Okay, so you're saying, like, we don't know the structure of the house. There could have been 5 other people home, and somebody could have got the door. For all we know, it's not just one person. There is layers. You got to think about it like that. Okay, Alejandro, I see where you're coming from. Appreciate it. You say not the jerk, too.
I do.
All right. We're going to keep it pushing, see if it ends up being a sweep today. Appreciate the call.
Have a good day.
You too. Later. Ooh, 2 for 2. I mean, if you count mine, we're technically, you know, 1 for 2, but last deciding factor. And then, you know what? Maybe we'll see if anybody on the line says jerk. But first, I want to get to this person right here. Yeah. You know what? Let's talk to Brittany. Good morning, Brittany. How we doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So you said you got some personal experience with this?
A couple, but I won't, like, tell you all of them, 3 to be specific. I was pregnant with my daughter, and my downstairs neighbor at the time took my whole package that was shipped with baby clothes to me and kept it for months until I pulled in one day and I saw my package in the garbage.
What?
I was like, are you kidding me? So I actually did go downstairs and bang on the door until they opened it and demanded answers.
Months.
Months later.
I mean, the baby clothes don't fit no more. It's been months.
No, they bare. Yeah, it was a gift from my aunt. It was so sad.
Oh, that's bad.
And then just like last year, my next door neighbor, they moved and they had a wine subscription to this wine place in town.
Yum. Yeah.
And we were friendly friends. So they messaged me and was like, hey, the next door neighbor, it shows they signed for our wine box, but they haven't contacted us about it at all or anything. Can you go next door and see if they have it?
Mm-hmm.
They did.
And it was open, yes. I bet.
And they didn't plan on giving it to the right person. So
I mean, they were planning on keeping that. You kidding me? You get a delivery of wine? Oh.
It was brought to my house, so it's mine.
Right.
I don't know, that's wrong.
Not my mistake, not my problem. You either got to come get it or it's my property now.
Yeah, I'm showing up at your house and I'm asking for my stuff.
So you sweet brought the broom, says no, she's not the jerk. That is her property.
Absolutely. Now you can do it in a nice way.
Right. And I don't think she went over there crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like they apologized, whatever. She was just more saying, I'm annoyed that I had to do that so much. I shouldn't have had to do that. And I guess I see where she's coming from.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Brittany, appreciate it. Honestly, with your points, it's hard for me to disagree. Today, Jackie's not the jerk. Have a great day.
You too. Bye, DZ.